Welcome to episode 3 of my online English journal. My name's Jessica Ojeda, and I'm here to tell y'all what just happened. I think I was a little bit rude to my neighbor. I didn't mean to be rude, but anyway, here's what happened. I'm walking right now, and all my dogs, of course, came with me on my walk. And the neighbor, she lives, I don't know, about a half a mile down the road, and she has peacocks. Well, you can imagine, dogs and peacocks don't mix. Well, I mean, her peacocks are out in the yard, and I figured, you know, that my dogs probably go visit her yard anyway, so maybe it wouldn't be a big deal if I go say hello and my dogs follow me into her yard. But it was a big deal. She didn't like it. And I don't blame her because she loves her peacocks, you know. And one of my dogs, T-Bird, bad T-Bird, chased one of her peacocks. Anyway, as soon as she chased that peacock, the lady said, "Oh, can you get your dogs out of here? This is a dog-free area." And so I said, "Sure." And I said, "I'll come back without my dogs." And I told her goodbye. But then she went off to check on her peacock. I don't think the peacock was hurt because T-Bird didn't catch the peacock. But that poor peacock was scared. And I feel really bad that I did that. But I don't know. Her peacocks are just out wandering around in the open. And my dogs, too, they just wander around in the open, free. That's typically what we do in the country anyway, is just let our animals roam. Not all of our animals, just the, just the ones we consider are our pets, you know? I don't know if y'all could hear that, but that was T-Bird flying by us. My papa said today that she is the fastest dog he has ever seen. That means she's pretty dang fast. And she is. She's extremely fast. And she is a beauty to watch. I just came across some more scuppernons. And I'm going to have to pick up a few. Pick up, in this case, means to gather. And I'm picking them up instead of picking them because they're not on the tree anymore. They're on the ground. Oh, darn. Unfortunately, they've all been squished. Oh, well. They've been squished. I'm on my way home now, and I'll go back and visit my neighbor another day so I can chat with her. She was talking to me about how she's going to create her fireplace. Not her fireplace. A fireplace is for inside the house, and a fire pit is for outside of the house. So she's creating a a fire pit. Husky boy wanted to get some water, but it's just too far down the bank for him to get to. So he's like, "Nah, that bank is too steep." And he decided he would pass. The bank is the side of the side of the earth. And it goes down really steeply, so he couldn't get down it. All right, I'm rambling. I just want to thank you all for listening to my new English podcast. This is my online journal. I'm scared to call it a daily journal because there is no way I'm going to do this every day. It's just not going to happen. But I'm going to do it whenever I can. It's really easy. And I'm not going to put much effort into it. I'm really treating it like my personal journal. And I really hope you enjoy it. So I'll be sharing with you whatever things happen throughout my life, throughout my day, and my opinions and thoughts about those things. Thank you for listening. My name is Jessica Ojeda. I invite you to go visit my website. It's www. I'm walking up a hill. Oh gosh, www.selvaingles.com. Okay, there you can find lots of English lessons in Espanol. I teach Spanish speakers, as you probably know. All right, please subscribe. Mwah.